How power outage in Spain and Portugal unfolded, minute by minute, date modified colon 2025-04-28T22:00:22.518Z, description colon residents stuck on trains, phones not working, checkouts off, how a massive power cut caused chaos, comma dot. Everything went off, how Spain and Portugal's massive power cut unfolded, 11 hours ago, save. Mallory Monch and Gabriela Pomeroy, BBC News, save, EPA, customers wait at Lisbon's airport. The first sign of trouble Peter Hughes noticed was when his train to Madrid started to slow down. Then the TV monitor and lights went off. Emergency lights switched on, but did not last, and the locomotive ground to a halt. 4 hours later, Mr. Hughes was still stuck on the train 200 kilometers, 124 miles, outside of Spain's capital. He had food and water, but the toilets were not working. It will be getting dark soon and we could be stuck here for hours, he told the BBC. The massive power cut that stranded Mr. Hughes triggered chaos across Spain and Portugal, and also impacted Andorra and parts of France, from about midday local time, 10 o'clock GMT. Traffic lights shut off. Metros closed. Businesses shuttered and people joined queues to get cash as card payments did not work. Jonathan Emery was on a different train halfway between Seville and Madrid when the cuts hit. For an hour, he sat on the train, the doors closed, until people could pry them open to let in ventilation. Half an hour later, passengers left, only to find themselves stranded. That was when people from local villages started coming and dropping off supplies, water, bread, fruit. Nobody is charging for anything, and word must be getting around in the local town because people just keep coming, he said, Jonathan Emery. Mr. Emery described the generosity of locals after his train stopped moving. Commuters in Madrid were left confused in the dark when the blackout hit the city's metro station network. One resident, Sarah Jovovich, was getting off the train when the lights went out. People were hysterical and panicking, she told the BBC. It was quite chaotic, really. Mobile phones had stopped working and nobody had any information. Once out of the metro station, she found the roads gridlocked with heavy traffic. No one understood anything. Businesses were closed and buses were full, she said. Hannah Loney was halfway through scanning her grocery shopping at Aldi when the power went out in the Spanish capital. People were coming out of their offices and walking home because they could not tell when the buses were coming, Ms. Loney said in a voice message sent to BBC Radio 5 Live. It's a bit disconcerting that it's the whole country, I've never experienced this before, she said. Mark England was eating lunch in the restaurant of the hotel where he is staying on holiday in Benidorm when everything went off and the fire alarm started going off and the fire doors started closing. In an international school in Lisbon, the electricity flickered on and off for a while, then gave up, teacher Emily Thorogood said. She kept teaching in the dark, the children in good spirits, but lots of parents were taking their children out of school, she said, watch. Traffic chaos as Spain and Portugal face power outages. Will David, a Brit living in Lisbon, was having a haircut and beard trim in the basement of a barber when the power went down. The barber found him a spot by the window upstairs to finish the cut with scissors. The walk home felt very strange, both with the lack of traffic lights meaning a complete free-for-all for vehicles and pedestrians on the roads, as well as so many people milling around outside their places of work with nothing to do, he said. Initially, mobile phone networks also went down for some, leaving many scrambling for information. Curtis Gladden, who is in La Val de Uxó, about 30 miles from Valencia, said it was scary as he struggled to get updates about what was happening. Eloise Edgington, who could not do any work as a copywriter in Barcelona, said she was only receiving occasional messages, could not load web pages on her phone and was trying to conserve her battery. Mark England, no lights, traffic signals remained blank in Benidorm and elsewhere, an hour and a half after the power went out, one resident of Fortuna, in southeast Spain, said her husband was driving around, trying to find a petrol station that could supply fuel to run a generator and keep their fridge powered. We are worried about food, water, cash, and petrol in case this goes on for a couple of days, said Leslie, a Brit who has been living in Spain for 11 years. Live updates, disruption continues after widespread power outage. Travel impact, flights cancelled and trains called off. Day in pictures, the best news photographs from a day of chaos. Locals have more to worry about than the Madrid Open tennis tournament being suspended, she said, adding there is very little news about what's happened. Mr. England said walking down the street in Benidorm, a majority of shops are in darkness and shuttered or have people on the entrances saying you can't come in. There's no cash machines, no traffic lights, so it's strange. Mark England, on left, was on holiday with his partner, Johnny Smith, when the power cut hit. After Mr. Gladden's phone signal returned after about 2 hours, he and others ventured out to cafes, but found nothing is working. We came to get some food and a drink, but they can't cook without electricity. Within 2 hours, Spanish power grid operator Red Eléctrica said it was beginning to recover power in the north and south of the country. But 2.5 hours after the cuts, Madrid's mayor José Copyright Luis Martínez Almeida still urged all residents to keep their movements to an absolute minimum and, if at all possible, to remain where they are, in a video recorded from the city's integrated emergency security center. At 1500 hours local time, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez pulled together an extraordinary meeting of Spain's National Security Council. Red Eléctrica CEO Eduardo Prieto said at a news conference shortly afterwards that it could take between 6 and 10 hours to restore power. Just before 1600 hours, electricity flicked back on in Malaga. By 1700 hours, the grid operator said power was being restored in several areas of the north, south and west of the Iberian Peninsula. Portugal's power firm REN gave a more dire prediction, saying that it could take up to a week before the network was back to normal. A state of emergency was later declared across Spain, with regions able to request special measures. But by Monday evening, Sánchez said 50% of power had been restored across Spain, while REN said electricity had been restored to 750,000 customers. Many, however, remain without power, no plan for where to stay. Knock-on effects continue. Backup generators at airports kicked on, allowing most flights to leave on time, but some have been unable to operate. Tom McGillaway, on holiday in Lisbon, was due to return to London on Monday night, but as of early evening did not know what would happen. He said for the time being people were getting drinks and food, but vendors told him they would only be able to keep working until the batteries ran out on their payment terminals. If I need to book a hotel if the plane is cancelled, I don't know how I can do it if payments are down, he added. My partner's parents are trying to get petrol so they can pick us up to take us back to Alentejo, but many petrol stations are closed or not taking payment. We might be stuck with no plan for where to stay tonight. Spanish violinist Isaac Byfitt went to a rehearsal in the morning at the Symphony Orchestra in Madrid. But the building was all dark and most of the other orchestra players hadn't turned up because they were stranded with no transport. People without cash were particularly stuck, he told the BBC, because online payments systems were down. The day without power was strange and a little medieval, Mr. Byfitt said. But the atmosphere was actually pretty nice. And with the electricity still out in his apartment, he spent the evening drinking beers with friends by candlelight. Isaac Byfitt spent the evening drinking by candlelight in his apartment. Have you been affected? Email javiourcai@bbc.co.uk. Additional reporting and research by Andrea Messiah, Chris Bramwell, James Kelly, Bernadette McCagu, and Josh Perry, Europe, Spain, Portugal.